This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio with guest host Jane Brown.
Remember, you can call right now to get a phone line reserved for the diet myth-busting doctor, Dr. Erin Carroll, 416-360-0740, toll-free 1-866-744-740. First, though, Bombardier has been yet another target. It's missed yet another target for new TTC streetcars. The most recent target was for a total of 63 by the end of 2017. But that was revised down three times. And in the end, 57 were delivered of the 204 that are to be delivered by the end of 2019. That's the end of next year now. TTC spokesperson Stuart Green is on the line to give us an update on the situation. Thanks for joining us, Stuart.
Good afternoon.
The most recent problem, our promise of 63 couldn't even been met. So what excuses are you receiving from Bombardier?
Well, the most common thing we're hearing from Bombardier is their supply line issues that they're having. So, you know, obviously streetcars are very complicated. They have a lot of bits and pieces in them. And if some of those bits and pieces aren't arriving on schedule, that can impact production. But that's for them to talk about. I mean, really our interest and our focus is on getting streetcars in service for our customers. You know, they've been waiting a long time. We owe them having that service in place.
Is Bombardier in the driver's seat, so to speak, over the coming deliveries? Are they the ones making all the decisions? Is there some sort of legal action that's in the works? How are you encouraging them, pushing them to meet the deadlines?
Yeah, there are a number of options that we can consider, including, you know, the legal option is always on the table as well. Our CEO and their CEO, both Andy Byford and now Rick Leary, the interim CEO, have regular conversations with the most senior levels of management at Bombardier to remind them about their obligation, to remind them about the fact that our customers are waiting for these new vehicles to arrive. So those conversations are very much ongoing, and they happen weekly.
Have you tried flattery? I'm not entirely kidding, because these new streetcars are phenomenal.
Well, and that's the issue. They're great. They're fully accessible. You know, in the summer they're air conditioned. They carry three times as many people as a bus would carry. So when they're in service, we get a lot of really positive reviews, and it's frustrating and disappointing for us that we don't have more of them out there.
TTC spokesperson Stuart Green on the line here. What about the full order of 204 by the end of 2019? How realistic is that now?
Well, again, you know, we speak to them regularly, and they are telling us that they are focused on that number, as are we. We know that there are monthly and yearly targets that have slipped, but our focus has always been on that 204 at the end of 2019 number, and that's really where we need to be at that time.
What happens when you receive these streetcars? Do they go directly to King Street, the busiest surface route?
So a couple things happen. I mean, when we first get them, we spend about a week to 10 days certifying them and getting and making sure that they're road ready. Of course, that's a safety priority. So once that happens, what has been happening recently is, yes, we are deploying. We're deploying the, as they arrive. They'll go on to, they can go on to any one of the routes that have that service. But King has become the priority for new service as we receive new cars.
And just on a related topic, in your view, how is the King Street pilot going? I hear a lot of complaints from drivers who feel like they are being too inconvenienced over this plan.
Well, we know what we're seeing is that our travel times are going down, and the volume of customers has gone up, which is one of the reasons why we're putting the new streetcars on 504 to supplement what's in place on 514 as well. So we know that from an operational point of view for the TTC, it has been very successful. You know, our outgoing CEO Andy Byford has said that you know there are opportunities to look at the pilot, and that's exactly the purpose of the pilot, is that you know you can take the time, look at all of the impacts it's having on traffic, on business, and all of those sorts of things, and you can make any adjustments that need to be made.
Right, because the restaurant owners, that is certainly a big part of this as well. If people are going to restaurants on Queen Street or Richmond as opposed to King simply because they're concerned about parking, that has to be dealt with too.
Well, but as anyone who's ever parked on King Street knows, it's pretty hard to get parking on King Street even when there was parking. So, you know, we would encourage people, and I think Green Pea has been encouraging people to use their lots near the King Corridor.
Now, what reassurance can you offer riders, especially on King Street and the other busy routes, about the Bombardier situation? Because that has to be frustrating and top of mind if you're still waiting for a streetcar and you know that those bigger, more optimal streetcars would make a huge difference.
Well, as I say, I mean, you know, we do find it frustrating and disappointing that, you know, we don't have more of those streetcars. You know, this is why we continue to talk to Bombardier and continue to really stress with them, you know, the importance of getting these vehicles to us in a timely manner. And once they get in service, they, you know, they're great. They're doing really well in the cold weather. They're faring very well in that regard.
All right. And in terms of other manufacturers that might be able to pick up the slack, is it too late in this whole process? I mean, it's been underway since 2009, where Bombardier has the puzzle pieces. They have the plan to build these streetcars. Is it possible to get another manufacturer involved at this stage?
Well, in fact, our board has directed that, and we've conducted a request for information to see who else is out there. We've got an option for another 60 to 100 streetcars for future growth needs, and we've actively looked at who else might be able to deliver those streetcars, and we had more than a dozen companies express interest. So we'll be reviewing those options when the time comes to order more streetcars.
Stuart Green, we thank you for the update on the streetcars.
Thank you.
TTC spokesperson Stuart Green. I'm Jane Brown, in for Libby Znaimer. She's on vacation this week. And you're listening to Zoomer Radio's Fight Back. And coming up in just a moment, this is the segment we've all been excited about here on the Fight Back team, paying attention to your weight and what you're eating. You may be more in tune with that in the coming days or weeks if your New Year's resolution is to lose weight, but the answer may not be in a diet. Dr. Aaron Carroll is a diet mythbuster, and he joins us next.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.